Loving kindness meditation practice. So making yourself really comfortable and warm. Coming into your chosen posture. Sitting or lying. And just taking a few moments to really begin to settle down. So you're relaxed and alert. And a posture for you that embodies that dignity and alertness. So allowing the spine to be strong, but the shoulders soft and relaxed, chest open, head balanced. Feeling into those points of contact, the weight of the body being held in the chair or on the bed. Your feet flat on the floor, allowing yourself to feel connected and grounded. The weight of the body sinking down. I'm feeling supported and held by the chair or the floor, the bed, the cushions. I'm inviting you, first of all, to gently focus on the breath. That sense of the body breathing. So not trying to control or regulate or change the breath. Just allowing it to flow. Noticing the rhythm of the breath, perhaps noticing where it lands in the body. Are you breathing from your abdomen or your upper chest or through the nose and mouth? Noticing the air as it arrives through the nose, the mouth. Perhaps it's cool. The pause of the breath as we then breathe out. So just focusing on the breath until you feel settled. Noticing if any tension is creeping in the shoulders or the back, hips, just allowing that to soften and relax. And if the mind wanders off, you just acknowledge that's happened, where it's gone. And remembering that you have the choice to bring it back. And opening your awareness to the sensations in the body. Just noticing whatever's there. Sensations coming and going. As the body comes to rest and to relaxation, allowing the mind to drop down into the body, mind being soft and open as best you can. When you feel ready, inviting you to cultivate, generate any feeling or sense of loving kindness. Just exploring what these sensations or feelings are like. Knowing that loving kindness is soft, flowing. No edges, no barriers. And bringing to mind a loved one. Person very dear to you, or even a pet, and the being that you have really strong feelings of love and caring towards. So letting the breath flow. And grounded and at rest. Perhaps visualizing this person or a memory of some act of love or kindness they showed towards you. And Noticing where you feel it in the body. Allowing it to spread and move. Sometimes it can be helpful, this practice, to just place a hand or both hands on the heart space. Feel that warmth and connection. Seeing what arises in the mind and the body as you hold this dear person or pet in your mind and heart. And just allowing whatever responses are there to come. And if you wish, offering them a prayer or an affirmation, best wishes. And perhaps finding your own words, saying them internally, but maybe wishing may they be free from suffering. May you live your life with ease. May you be happy and healthy. And when you're ready to move on, turning to yourself, and a deep sense of kindness and friendliness towards yourself, and again finding your own affirmation, prayer, wishes, whatever they are. Perhaps along the lines of, may I be free from suffering. May I live my life with ease. Noticing any reaction to the thoughts, feelings, body sensations that arise for you. Again, returning to the breath or your anchor if you feel overwhelmed. And when you're ready to move on, the invitation is to each person in this group that we share this experience with, perhaps visualizing them, and sending them wishes of loving kindness. So just taking your time, generating that feeling. And wishing kindness, perhaps with a sense of gratitude, for all the members of the group. May we all be free from suffering. May we all be happy and healthy. May we live our lives with ease. So extending love and friendship to all members of the group. And when you're ready, the invitation is to let go of that focus and return to sitting with the breath and the whole body resting and clear awareness of the present moment.